views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I have an amazing guest again on this air today, and Judy Callie's with us, and I always get tongue-tied because we have messages before she comes on, and certain different guys have kind of popped in. Hi, Judy. How are you?
I am doing very, very well.
I couldn't even do my intro right with Saint Germain and everybody popping in. I'm going, oh, my gosh, I can't do it right. So we're going to be talking about the Lost Library of Alexandria today and a Hollow Earth, and we got lots to get going on. So what would you like to start with?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that all of you are here by divine appointment. And whether you are here on the call or whether you hear the replay or whether somebody speaks to it about you and you get the information through a friend, it doesn't matter how you get it. You're divinely called to hear this information because you're ready to take your next step. And that's why these type of programs are so vitally important. So I thank Bree with all my heart, because without these kind of opportunities, we would not have a way on a personal level to let the whole world know through our voice some information that is for your discernment. And everything is encoded in your sacred heart. And your sacred heart is at the base of your throat, your connecting point. And that's your immortal heart. That's your heart that's connected to the heart of creation, the heart of Creator. So today, I want to start with, we're going to talk about Hollow Earth. And yes, the Earth is hollow. And by the way, all planets, all suns, all moons, all have civilizations living inside them. There are very, very few planets that have civilizations living on top. So once you get that, then you begin to understand the amount of vastness that we get to delightfully explore. So we're going to talk today about Hollow Earth, and Telos is part of Hollow Earth, and they're all part of what's called the Agartha Network. And so the Lemurians that existed 300 years before Atlantis, their whole continent sank, and they were on the west coast of the United States, all the Hawaiian Islands, all the way to Greece. And Atlantis, that was basically on the east coast of the United States, all the way to Greece, sank 300 years later. They both sank because they misused crystal power, and they started creating things like half animals and half humans. So the Lemurians knew 200 to 300 years before their continent sank that it was going to happen. So they went inside Mount Shasta at the very top of California, and they created five levels of living. And they've been there for more than 12,500 years, maintaining a level of self-love that's called the fifth dimension. And in Telos, the high priest's name is Adama. And in Agartha Network, there's a thing called the Library of Pathologos in Katharia. And Mikos is the head librarian for the Library of Pathologos, which used to be the Library of Alexandria. And so Mikos is who we're going to be focusing on today. Last week, we focused on Telos. So I hope that you take to heart what's being shared, because it's being given with love. It comes from Diane Robbins, and Diane Robbins is one of the most gifted beings on the planet. And when she writes and she channels, her ego is not there. So everything you're getting is pure from Miko's sharing with you. And you're going to feel the truth of it in your heart. So don't let your head get in the way. Let your heart feel. So let's talk a little bit about what is Hollow Earth. And okay. Here from Miko's is an explanation. The Hollow Earth beings are very spiritually evolved and technologically advanced and live inside the interior core of our Hollow Earth. These advanced civilizations live in peace and brotherhood and sisterhood in the center of our Earth, which contains an inner central sun, which is a crystal, by the way, right, with oceans and mountains still in their pristine shape. The Hollow Earth cavity is still in its pristine shape because they don't walk or build upon their land. There are no buildings, shopping malls, or highways. They travel in electromagnetic vehicles that levitate a few inches off the ground. They walk along streams, rivers, and oceans and climb mountains, but that's the extent of their foot contact with the ground. They leave the rest of their land to nature because it's nature's land too. The governing city within the Hollow Earth is called Shambhala. It is located inside the very center of the planet and can be accessed through the holes at either the north or south pole. The northern and southern lights that we see in our skies are actually reflections from our Hollow Earth inner central sun, which enables and emanates from her hollow core. They use free energy to light up their cities, homes, and tunnels. They use crystals coupled with electromagnetism, which generates a small sun with full spectrum lighting that lasts for 500,000 years and gives them all the power they need. The Earth's crust is approximately 800 miles from the outer to the inner surface. Excuse me, they're clearing my throat. Because our Earth is hollow and not a solid sphere, the center of gravity is not in the center of the Earth, but in the center of its crust, which is 400 miles below the surface. The sound and source of Earth's magnetic field has been a mystery. The inner sun at the center of the Earth is a mysterious power source behind the Earth's magnetic field. There are entry caverns all over the Earth where interactions can take place. Only some are currently open. Nikola Tesla was a genius inventor of electrical technology, is now living inside the Hollow Earth. He began to receive information in the latter part of the 1800s and discovered that electric power is everywhere present in unlimited quantities and can drive the world's machinery without the need for coal, oil, gas, or any other of the common fuels. In the 1930s, the tunnel entrances and passageways were closed off by the Hollow Earth civilizations because corporations at that time were misusing Tesla's technology to gain entrance into the inner Earth. The Hollow Earth's two main portals are at the poles, which were closed off in the year 2000 because our government were setting detonations at the poles to blow open the entrances into their world. Mm-hmm. They have installed a magnetic force field around Earth's polar openings to further camouflage the entrances. This way, the openings are protected from air and land sightings. In the past, there were entrances to the Library of Pythagoras on the surface. One such entrance was the Library of Alexandria, which was destroyed by fire in AD 642. There is more landmass inside, 3/4 land and 1/4 water, and the land is more condensed than ours. Everything in the Hollow Earth is very carefully maintained to balance the ecological system of all life forms that reside in there. There are several million Catharians currently residing in the Hollow Earth. There are Catharians who have incarnated as humans on the surface. There are also Catharians that live on the planet Jupiter. The tallest Catharian is 23 feet tall. There are 36,000 humans from our surface who now live inside the Earth. Over the last 200 years, approximately 50 surface humans went inside to live over the last 20 years, and only 8 went inside to live.
Wow.
So that kind of gives you a little bit of an understanding of what we're talking about today. And, you know, I first became aware of Adama and Inner Earth through Diane Robbins. And a channeling that I read when I was on my way to Mount Shasta to communicate with the trees. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing is, every time I'm reading this information, just like you, I'm being downloaded, activated, and initiated to where I'm at now. So I call them the never-ending storybooks, because every time you read them and every time you connect to their energy, you are upgraded to where you are now with all that you need. So it's a beautiful experience to read these books, because you're literally having energy, high frequency, fifth dimensional energy and more entering your body and triggering and helping you remember who you are. Isn't that wonderful? Just by reading a book, you're being automatically brought up to where your consciousness needs to be and where you've agreed to be at this time on the planet.
No, I agree with that. As you're reading that, I got to tell you this. I had chills going through my whole body, and I have some like aura happening right now with my eyes, and I can feel that re-downloading again. And it was like, wow. Wow, I couldn't even say anything. That's amazing, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you know, one of the gifts that I personally carry is my throat is encoded specifically. So the divinity works through me. And as I'm speaking, the divinity is automatically clearing and healing you with every word. And I'm being tuned because I called all in my friends and my family to allow me to receive whatever was most important and delightful and necessary and fun for you to receive today.
Oh my gosh.
And so that's what happened. So, you know, I don't know from one moment to the next, other than when I'm reading something like this, I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. So it's an exciting way to live, because my mouth has a life of its own. And I'm just kind of there, but I know, because I'm aligned to the highest level of my soul, your I Am Presence, and I'm coming through my sacred heart, which is your heart connected to the heart of creation, the heart of creator. Home is in your sacred heart. So because that's the experience, in 67 years of receiving messages, I have never received anything unloving, ever. Nothing judgmental, nothing critical. Now, I apologize. We have a pool man that just came in the backyard, and our dogs are saying, please go away. You're not welcome.
Oh, that's too funny. So, hey, we need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Silver Guy, Judy Callie.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. It's visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio. Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womanofwisdom.org. That's womanofwisdom.org.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Judy, during the break, we're talking about Mikos. Let's talk a little bit about Mikos.
And I had to laugh because Saint Germain is an ascended master, and he really adores Bree. So he came in boogie shorts, rainbow boogie shorts, because he's been surfing, and he winked at her, and he just said to her, "Can you feel the magnetism of me coming through the ethers?" So just so you know, ascended masters have a sense of humor, too. And then a beautiful being that looks like a bunch of golden roses and flowers. And she's just beautiful. Her name, she said, is Alchemedia, and she's the goddess of thought. And she said she's checking with each person on the call. That will include the replays. And she's making sure that she can clear your mind of any thoughts that are not honoring you. With joy, she's telling me. And she's showing me a big vacuum cleaner hose. And she's sucking it all up. So that's the little message we received on the break. See, I never know. We're going to talk about Mikos. And Mikos, this is from Adama. And Adama's the high priest of Telos. Right. I am Adama. And I greet you from the subterranean city of Telos, located beneath Mount Shasta, in California, where our Lemurian colony currently dwells. We are in great anticipation of the publication of this new book of messages from the Hollow Earth, which is located in the very center of our planet. I would like to introduce you to a great historian, Mikos of Katharia, who is intrinsically linked to the great Library Pythologos, formerly known in your history books as the Library of Alexandria, where all your Earth's records are kept. Mikos, by nature, is a most gentle soul, and he and I have been residing on this earth plane for eons of time. We have traveled extensively together, attended more council meetings together than you can count, and have spent time together in each other's homes and cities. We in the subterranean city of Telos work intimately with Mikos and his entourage in Katharia, and we spend much of our time when we are visiting the Hollow Earth in the great library of Pythologos, where we continue our learning in the vastness of its portals. We want you to know that our connection to each other is as one link on a fence. We in Telos work as one with our brothers and sisters in Katharia, and our message is to bring the earth and surface humanity into her ascension. And I just want to intercept here. Ascension just means having more and more and more self-love. And the more self-love that you have for yourself, which then you're able to give to others, determines the dimensions of energy that you're experiencing. There's not gates with little signs that say this is a third dimension, this is a fourth, and this is a fifth. There's just levels of self-love.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mikos has been a close friend and traveler of mine. And we work so closely together to join all the civilizations on and in Earth together into one united Earth-world colony so that our planet will be ready to make the great trip with the rest of our Milky Way galaxy into a higher state of evolution. Our location and our new position in the Milky Way galaxy has been prepared and is waiting for us all to return home. And by the way, this ascension that we're going through has never been done before on planet Earth. We're the first humanity to shift from third to fifth dimension. And as we shifted from third to low fourth and high fourth, December 21st, 2012, every planet in the universe moved up in orbit. So this is a universal ascension, not just a planetary ascension. It affects every form of life in this universe. As you read the pages in this book, your heart will be prepared to make the journey with us into our new home of light everlasting. We beckon you to travel with us through these pages of great insight and delight and learn the true history of your planet Earth and how other civilizations live embedded beneath your surface and below the periphery of your vision. Our Telos book is a prerequisite to this sequel in terms of establishing our Telosian history lifestyle as contrasted to that of the Hollow Earth inhabitants, who are only a step below us. We are all one and the same, and yet different in myriad ways. Just as your nations and people are on the surface, both of our civilizations chose to live underground in isolation from the surface population so we could evolve in tranquility and peace. So ride with us in your thoughts and travel to the innermost depths of our earth, and you will find the lost Garden of Eden your Bible talks about. It is right here in the center of your earth, waiting to be explored by you, the reader. We welcome you in, and I am Adama.
Oh, thank you.
Pretty amazing message, is it not?
It is a very amazing message. Like I said, this has got chills going through me. Wow.
So, like I said, I'm trying to share as much as I can with you. Okay,
appreciate that.
We have waited thousands of years. You have waited thousands of years to hear our messages.
Yes.
Greetings from the Hollow Earth. I am Mikos, and I dwell inside your earth. I'm reaching up to you in consciousness to impart our frequency to you as you read the words on these pages of our book. These pages are sacred, for its contents contain the mighty power to change the world if but enough surface folk read them. I'm doing my best to make that possible. This is our purpose for dictating our messages to you. It is to hasten change on the surface so that people once again be connected to their divine self and source of inner guidance. You have waited thousands of years to hear our messages, and it is only now that the vibration is high enough for us to come forward and speak to you. These messages you read come directly through our hearts, relayed from the heart of God. Your heart is God's receptacle. So open it wide, my dear readers, and receive our words directly into your heart, where their vibrations will raise your consciousness enough to meld into us directly as your eyes perceive our words. We await the great day when we will be able to show ourselves to you, when you will be able to peer directly into our eyes and fathom the God within our souls, including yours. I thought that was absolutely beautiful.
You know, it is very beautiful. I got to tell you something. About a year ago, I was talking about melding the energies together. I was going, where is this word melding coming from? You know, and wow, you just said it.
Yep.
It's like all of a sudden in my head. No, we're not.
We all come from the same energy source. We're all made up of the same stuff, every form of life. And by the way, we're living lives as every form of life.
Mm-hmm.
You're living lives as trees and mountain ranges and water and air. Mother Earth is a being like you or I that's living the life as a planet. You're also living lives as a planet. You're living lives as insects. You're living lives as grass. You're living lives as air and wind. You're living lives as galaxies and star systems. Every form of life we choose to experience, and that's why you're here. You're not here to get to a certain destination. There's no arriving. You already are, because you've never began and you will never end. You're immortal. So you are energy that keeps changing into different forms. That's what the purpose of your life is. You already came in perfect. You came in whole and complete. You're not missing anything. You encoded in your sacred heart before you were born all the people, all the places, and all the things that you would experience in this lifetime, including all the ways in which you would wake up and remember who you are. You're not here to learn anything. You are everything. You went through the veil of forgetting when you were first born, and now you're waking up because you wanted to have the full human experience. And the great gift of being human on this planet are two things. In third dimension, it's the largest dimension of contract. I call it the Disneyland of choice. Anything that you want to experience, you can do that. You had Hitler and Mother Teresa all in one lifetime. So anything your soul wants to experience, you can experience. And the whole purpose of it is you come from everything, pure love. And the first thing you want to do is experience being totally unloving. So the first lives you live are being kind, I mean, not kind, and cruel, and heartless, and mean, and murderers, and rapists, and pirates. And then you start caring, and you work your way back through the dimensions. There's 13 dimensions in this universe. 13th is divinity. 12th is Christ consciousness, which is what Jesus and Mary Magdalene came to teach about, which is one soul. And then you have all these dimensions in between. You exist in every dimension. So this isn't about you getting better. This is about you turning within. As Jesus said, the kingdom is within. You turn within and know that everything that you are is right here in your heart. And when Buddha talked about the middle path, what he's talking about is you being in your divine center. It's called zero point. And that's when you're in your divine flow. And that's what living in fifth dimension is more about. You're living from a loved-based way of living, not a fearful way of living, more than 51% of the time.
I know I'm enjoying staying in that love space.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the greatest gifts that knowing about Inner Earth gave me is when I first discovered it, I cried for 2 days. Because from the time I was a little girl, and I know every person on the call will relate to this, you're all very, very ancient beings. I knew that it was not necessary to be cruel. I knew that calling people names and being unkind and having war and hitting people and finding ways to destroy them was not what life was all about.
Right.
It was so clear to me as a little kid.
Right. I agree with that. We have to take a quick break. We have to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of this discussion with Judy Galley.
This is Sarah Luce from Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio. I want to invite you to join me and women across the globe for my Sister Spirit Party, where we're going to be teaching you how to lose those limiting beliefs, toss the struggles, lose all the old stories that keep you stuck, so that you can leap fully into your power in 2017. Girl, the world needs you to shine right now. So please join us for this powerful and fun group mentoring called Sister Spirit Party. And now, till February 10th, I'm going to give you $50 off your enrollment. So go to sarahluce.com and enter your coupon code SISTER50 for your enrollment discount. Girl, we need you to shine. Join us. Join the Sister Spirit Party. Let's get your power on.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. So, Judy, we have more conversations on the break. It's great. Infants. I know. Between your laugh and Dr. Pat's laugh, I just laugh. It's great. I'm learning to laugh again. So let's talk about these infants that we were talking about.
Yeah, I want to talk about the newborns and inoculations because they talk about it in the book, and it's something I have felt for a long time. So I want to read what they say about that. There's a whole new earth being birthed, and all souls are now being born with telepathy and clairvoyance and great wisdom. This is why your government has its inoculation system in place in your hospital. These inoculations jam the high frequencies of the newborn and prevent them accessing the divine gifts that they are innately endowed with. This is the purpose of these mandatory inoculations. They are to keep the light of your newborn off the planet. So remember, dear ones, not to give it into the fear of your hospitals or your media, and stand in your own light of wisdom of knowing that nothing can harm your newborn, as they are divinely endowed and protected from the illnesses of this planet. They come fully equipped to withstand all adverse conditions, and nothing administered to them by your hospitals or doctors can protect them. It will only deflect their health from them. So protect your newborns by knowing that they are already protected from within their own DNA, and no outside antidote or inoculation can benefit them in any way. They too are the angels incarnating on earth and being born to you at this time to bring more and more light to your earth.
You know, so that makes so much sense. Wow.
I will share with you a little thing that I do because we did dog rescue for many years. And whenever the dogs had to have inoculations because the shelters required it, I would always call in Yvonne, which is the angel of animals, and ask her to remove anything harmful from the inoculations that they were receiving that day. And I would see all the animals lined up in Petco, and I would offer to the I Am presence of every single animal that was there for shots that day. So you can do the same thing when your child's having any kind of medical procedure of any kind. You can call in Ascended Master Hilarion, H-I-L-A-R-I-O-N, like hilarious, but it's Hilarion, and Archangel Raphael, R-A-P-H-A-E-L. And they are the Ascended Master and the Archangel of Healing. And the color for healing is emerald green. So you can see whoever it is being covered in emerald green, like shamrocks in Ireland, and say, I choose to offer to this being the love and the truth of who they are, and may they always resonate in the highest frequency of their soul with love. And then let it go and know that they're totally being taken care of in whatever way truly honors them. And you always want to add through love, ease, and grace in the most benevolent way, or something even better. So let's talk a little bit about some of the life of their everyday lives in Hollow Earth. They wear casual clothes. They're made out of hemp. They don't destroy any trees at all for any of their needs. And all of their clothes is totally natural, and they're totally comfortable. They live in circular homes, so they never collect dust. And they have no roof. They have no roof, and they have an essence, an energy field around them, so they have their privacy. But they can see 360 degrees around in their entire environment. And they live in these circular homes, and many of them, especially in Telos, live inside caverns. And it's beautiful because they're fully exposed to nature at all times. So they get to enjoy all the things that nature provides. And the one thing is, I have known that at night, and you need to know this, at night when you go to sleep, you go visit Telos and you go visit Hollow Earth and the Library of Pathologos a couple times a week. So when you start having dreams of beautiful gardens and loving situations and feeling your mind expanding and feeling your heart expanding and feeling love all around you, that's your energy from inner earth. That's what you're experiencing. How many of you have noticed that you're getting spacey?
Oh, yeah.
You're having a difficult time recognizing time. You know, hours go by and you look at the clock and you think, oh, I thought it was just 10 minutes.
Right.
It's because we're actually only living 8 hours out of 24 consciously in third dimension. The other 16 hours a day, give or take an hour here or there, we're actually living in the frequency of the heart, which is fifth dimension. So time and space only exist where fear is. Holding something you love, yes, when you're holding something you love, whether it's a child or a loved one or a mate or a puppy or your kitten or your alligator, you know, whatever it is, it's close your boat. When you're holding your loved one next to your, I thought of Steve Irwin when I said that. When you hold the loved ones next to your heart, you're not looking at a clock. You're just holding them, feeling the love in your heart. You don't care if you're a foot to the right or a foot to the left. That's the way we're choosing to live in the higher frequency. You live based on your heart, and your heart tells you what feels good for you. And that's how you live. So make that choice now. If something doesn't feel good in your heart, find a way to either do it so you can enjoy it, or another way that you can reduce the amount of time you're doing it, or find a way to delegate it to somebody that would enjoy doing it, or eliminate it from your life. But let feeling good in your heart be your barometer, because the dolphins came to remind us that we're divine beings of joy. That's who we really are. And so this is your time to start listening with your heart. Your head is good for balancing the checkbook, crossing the street, is it a red light or a green light, reading books, but it has nothing to do with choices. Your heart is 5,000 times more powerful than your head. So start listening to your heart. Your heart never lies to you. Your head lies to you all day long.
Wow. Thank you, Judy. That's just amazing. Amazing. So the one thing, as you're saying all this and stuff, and a lot of people have had the hard time with this new dimension. And, you know, I'm thinking, wait a minute, it's always been here in some ways, right? And if they release the fear, then they're automatically in the fifth dimension, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
And there again, the fastest way to release fear is to start laughing. Because laughter has the frequency of joy, and joy is the frequency of love, and love is the frequency of source. So the greatest thing you can do when you are feeling something that's separate, you feel separate from your source, whether it's anger or fear or frustration or jealousy or abandonment, whatever it may be, just start breathing. The moment you start breathing, it takes 3 or 4 breaths and you get out of your head and being afraid, and you automatically come into your heart.
Well, and that's something I want to say, Lemurians say, breath is life. Yeah, breath is life.
Breath is life. And breath will take you home in your heart every single time.
Right.
So take your hands right now and put them on right below your throat, your sacred heart. Put your hands there and then tell yourself in every form of yourself, I am home. I am home. I am home. So whenever you feel frightened for any reason, put your hands on your heart and remind yourself that home is with you. You're always home. It's not out here. It's in here. It's in your sacred heart, connected to the heart of Creator, connected to the heart of creation. That's home.
Isn't that a wonderful feeling? I know I just did that. And I'm sure our listeners did it too. It's like, wow. And on the replays, they'll be able to do that. That is the most amazing feeling, that you feel that you're connected back to home. Because some of us get kind of lonely out here. We forget, you know, to do that. And that's something I need to put a little sticky note up in my office here and at home. But remember to do that every day. Wow. Thank you.
And remember that there's no illness, aging, or disease in fifth dimension.
Oh,
all
you know what?
Illness, aging, and disease is caused from fear.
Correct. Emotional stuff will cause fear. But I know the one thing, I like how Diane Robbins wrote in one of her books, 57 trips around the sun for aging.
Yes, I was going to bring that up, so I'm glad you did.
I was like, I'm going to be
talking about years. Talk about trips around the sun.
So in April, I will have done 58 trips around the sun. I mean, how much more fun is that?
I've done 70.
Oh, so. You just had more fun than me for a while.
You're just a baby.
No, I'm thinking you had more fun. All right. Well, we need to take a short break and be back. Oh, I can't even talk. I started laughing. Be back when we're Judy Cowley and the Silver Gaia Radio.
Gibbs is a fourth generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So I am so excited. So Judy is going to be channeling some messages. So hold on to your hats, get to sit back and relax, breathe, and let's go, Judy.
Well, as Bree and I were talking in the commercial, I saw three beings standing in front of me, and I said, give me a minute to tune into them. One is Paramahansa Yogananda. One is Guinevere, Arthur's wife from the Round Table. And one is Saint Bernadette. And Mikos was on his knees in front of him, holding his arms up and saying, these three are outshining me, and isn't that glorious? So, so let's start with Paramahansa Yogananda. Here we go. It is with a full heart of joy that I greet you today and welcome you to peruse the thoughts in your mind and cherish them. Take each thought and welcome it into your heart and let it come home. If it be a thought that you feel repulsed by, love it even more and it will dissolve. It's that simple. You are the creator of your life. You are responsible for the vibration that you emit to all of life every moment. So make it a beautiful choice as much as you possibly can. And when you have those moments that you feel your mind is taking over, give it a job to do, because it's your ego. And tell your mind, find all the things that I've had fun doing. And then let your mind get busy doing that, and then you can start thinking differently. So when in doubt and you don't know what else to do, give your mind a job to do. And give it a job to do that's a loving job, and it will get out of your hair and you can get back into your heart. I am Paramahansa Yogananda, and I am eternally here at your service in any way, shape, or form. And he just now bowed. He kissed his hand, and he sent it out to all of you. I am Saint Bernadette. And it is with a cheer in my heart from my sisters of divinity that we are standing here and we are showering you with the highest light of the Father's love. You know, we live our life married to what we call Jesus. And what it symbolizes in being married to the finest parts of ourselves. So I suggest that you start recognizing the finer parts of you and honor them, because all of you are the finer parts of divinity. It doesn't matter how they're being experienced. You are glorious beings with a light that is so bright, it's like a tsunami. So take the time to cherish you and recognizing that every part of you is a particle of divinity, and every part of you is perfect in every way. I am Saint Bernadette, and I bless you and give you my love from all the sisters here and all the sisters around the world. And we cherish and honor our brothers as well. Thank you. I am Guinevere. And it is a remarkable time that you are all in. I stand back in awe at the brilliance with which the way that you're handling all the adversity on the planet. Boy, it is like a soap opera, is it not? You have every single story that you could imagine happening all now. My goodness, it's like the theater of life. You sit in your seat, your velvet cushion seat, with your popcorn and your drink, and you watch the curtains open, and you start seeing a panorama of every type of life experience you could imagine. But what I'm asking you to consider today is to start realizing that everything that you're seeing is coming from your way of viewing it. It's not necessarily what is actually being experienced. We all have filters over our senses that are being guided by the feelings that we're having at the moment. So before you start judging something or criticizing something, step back and ask yourself, is there a part of me that already feels an unloving energy coming from me towards this particular scene in front of me? And if it is, then it's coloring my world with more anger and more hostility and more frustration. That's not necessarily what would help create peace on earth. So let me send love to those beings that are having that experience and have compassion for what they're going through, and give yourself permissions to be the creators that you are as we create the Garden of Eden again. So I ask you to be very clear when you're hearing something. Ask yourself to fine-tune your hearing so that you hear through loving ears. When you're looking at something, ask your eyes to fine-tune so you're seeing through the eyes of love. When you are touching something, ask to touch the grace of divinity. Ask to touch the heart of God and Goddess and all that is. And you will have a totally different experience. Every creation in life, it doesn't matter what way, shape, or form, is divine perfection. It is only your viewpoint that determines whether it is something that you look at as loving or whether you look at it as unloving. I am Guinevere, and I am also sitting in the theater with my popcorn and soft drink, watching the scenes of life. And I'm sharing with each of you as we ooh and ah and oh, catch our breath and laugh at all the things going on. But remember that a sense of humor is golden. A sense of humor gets you through almost every experience, and laughing is contagious. So laugh a lot and laugh your way through life. I'm Guinevere, and I am eternally here to serve you with a big heart of love and with big eyes and ears and senses that are attuned to offer the greatest benefit to you. I am Nikos, and I am who you've been speaking about this morning in such eloquent and loving ways. And at one point, I laughed and said, who are they talking about? Oh, that part of me, that fellow that they're talking about. Yes, he's there, but I have to dust him off and shake him off and have him stand here and say, oh my, I get to appreciate you all over again. So I am your brother in the heart, and I am here to help you witness the beauty of who you are. You know, there's a lot of talk about inner, outer, about others and me. And truthfully, we are all one. Everything is part of the one particle of creation. You're just having different experiences. A crane going in the water has a very different experience from a tiger climbing up a tree. An ant carrying more than its weight on its back, going down a rainforest path, has a very deep understanding of the toils that you are going through. There are many, many avenues of perception. And so what I'm suggesting to you is, before you go to sleep tonight, put your hands on your heart and say, I am home with my inner earth family, and they are all around me. And I am home with myself. And I will take you by the hand, each one of you, one at a time, and bring you in through the higher frequencies. And I will hug you to help your vibrations rise. And we will sit in a circle and hold hands and smile, because we all arrived at a different point of love than we were when we started this call this morning. And is that not what family is all about? Holding hands in unification and oneness, and allowing ourselves to love each other in miraculous ways. So I am here for you. I don't care what the issue is you think you're dealing with. I don't care how sad you think you are. I don't even care what adventures you take me on. I am there to ride the merry-go-round with the children in you. And I'm also there in the depths of despair to assist you. I am there when you feel lonely, and I will hold your hand, and I will kiss it, and I remind you that you are glorious. And I will also be there when you forget who you are. And I will touch your third eye, and I will touch your heart, and you will know.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Everyone can get a hold of Judy Calley at judycalley.com. Thank you again for being part of Silver Gaia Radio, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.